Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
All right, Pony's saying he's here and this could be the day of reckoning at the UPMC Rooney Sports Complex. Could be the end of the road for Pat Meyer, Steelers offensive line coach. Could be the end of the road for Terrell Austin. We're joined now by our sports director, Jeff Hathorn. Jeff, A, good morning. B, are you hearing anything like that? And do you think that Austin and Pat Meyer would be the obvious scapegoats here, for lack of a better word?
Yeah, good morning, guys. I think Pat Meyer definitely could be that scapegoat on offense. You know, the offensive line just never took it to the next level. Listen, they dealt with a lot of youth. I think Pat's a good coach, but you feel like you have to make some type of change with what happened this year. Terrell, I go back and forth with, and let's understand this. It's Mike's defense, not that Terrell is blameless. I mean, communication issues. Some of the calls they had in game, were they Mike, were they Terrell, especially against Baltimore, were not good. I mean, they're running a lot of 5 defensive backs in situations where Baltimore was really heavy. Why aren't they making those adjustments? And I realize, but I can't even think of times where Baltimore's really rushing to the line of scrimmage to prevent you from making changes. So there was a few of those things, but I mean, it boils down to Mike. I mean, ask Keith Butler. I mean, whose defense was it?
Jeff, what percentage chance that is Justin Fields the quarterback of the Steelers in 2025? And if it's not 100%, who has a chance to be the quarterback of the Steelers in 2025, and what route would they go?
Yeah, I think they're interested in Fields. Obviously, that mobility is something that Mike has talked about for years. Here's the thing for me. If I'm Fields, I got a list of questions I want answered. Are we going to continue to play passive? What's the deal with George? You know, who's our wide receiver core for next year? Those things I want to, who else are you bringing in? Are you going to tell me I have a competition yet you're going to bring in Russell Wilson again, or you're going to get Aaron Rodgers or Kirk Cousins, and here I am and I'm going to have to sit again while you publicly say it's a competition, but it's not? I mean, that's what I want answered if I'm Justin. Forget whether the Steelers want him. I think Fields needs to get those questions answered, because how could you like to play for a system that plays not to lose, that doesn't go out and try to get it offensively, but let's just see if we could hold on to the football and kick 6 field goals?
Do you think there'll be a lot of suitors for Fields?
No, I don't. And I say that only from the from the Justin standpoint, but he may have a better option out there. I don't think there's multiple, like a huge amount of teams that are interested, but there will be some interest out there, and he's got to decide whether Pittsburgh's the best fit for him.
Jeff, this is a speculative question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. What would you put the percentages on the chance that Arthur Smith is back as offensive coordinator for the Pittsburgh Steelers in 2025? And if he's not, is it only because he gets a head coaching job?
Yes. If he is not, it's because he gets a head coaching job. I don't see a scenario where they move on from Arthur Smith after 1 year. You know, he came in obviously as a successful coordinator with Tennessee, didn't work out as well as head coach, but he plays the style that Tomlin likes, you know, that run first, physical up front. And listen, that can work. I mean, it worked in Philly, but Philly has two elite receivers and like a all-time season runner in Saquon Barkley this year. It works in Baltimore because you've got Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry and Zay Flowers and a couple of tight ends that can get down the field. Like, yeah, I realize running is still important, but how are you getting to that point? That's the thing to me. I want to see more from Arthur. And you know what? Now that we've had the span of a couple of coordinators, I want to see Mike. Like, he loves to use the saying, playing in his fears. He absolutely plays in his fears. Like, just go after it offensively. You don't want to turn it over. But if you're constantly playing passive, you're also not going to get to that next level you want to get to.
For that reason, just to follow up, you don't think Arthur Smith would take a call from Mike Vrabel to go to New England?
I don't see that. I see the connection. You know, here's something I think is interesting. When Art started the season, he talked about being very happy and he loved this role and just to be able to focus on coaching. By the end, when these coaching rumors came, he was interested. I'm not saying he's unhappy here, but it was a different – we were hearing different words out of Arthur Smith towards the end of the year. Is it a possibility? Maybe. I don't see it happening just because I think he and Mike align with what they want to do.
Jeff, it seems like the reporting on this and just – everyone who listened to Mike Tomlin's press conference all seem to think that it's Fields and not Russ next year. And I know that Dorn asked the percent chance that Fields is back. You think there's a chance Russ would be back?
I think there's a chance. I am one of those, and I think there were a few of us that fell into the category of, all right, it's probably going to be Russ. And then we walked out of that news conference and said, I think it's going to be Justin.
Yeah, me too.
So, I think that was what a lot of us read into that. I mean, there's a chance that it's Russ. I mean, it depends on what the Steelers' options are. I mean, and if you bring in Russ, if you bring Russ back, it's got to be a true competition. And I don't know that he's going to go for that. The other thing is, you're not going to bring him in at $30 million. Like, you're just not going to do that. Does he want more like Geno Smith money in the 20s? Maybe you would consider that. I mean, there was a time where the offense was rolling under him. I don't want to dispute that, and I don't want to blame everything on Russ. But I think he showed that when you see quarterbacks that get to an age, even happen to guys like Peyton Manning, they're just not the same players consistently. They can have games, but you just don't see the consistency with guys that are, you know, in their double digits, at the back end of double digit seasons.
Jeff, terrific as always, buddy. We'll talk to you next Tuesday. Thanks for hopping on.
See you, boys.
Thank you, Carl.
The great Jeff Hathorn.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.